Now go ahead and tense up your entire body. Stretch out your limbs and scrunch up your face, your arms, your legs, and your face. You want to purge all of that excess energy out of your body and relax. If you want, you can sit down or you can lay down. Either way, the effects of this file will be the same. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. If you'd like to leave them open, that's fine too. It's okay to swallow or scratch your arm if you need to. While listening to this file, you're going to hear all the sounds inside the building as well as outside. That's a good thing. It'll remind you that the earth is going to continue to spin while you take a moment to relax. If you know what to expect from this file, that's a good thing. The more you listen to this file, the greater of an effect it will have on your subconscious. Your subconscious is a great listener. Let it come forward and receive this set of instructions. Instructions that you so desperately wanted to follow. Let it listen while you fall into a state of trance. The decision to change your mind and body into that of a pony was voluntarily made. If it was not, this hypnosis file will not have any effect. But this is going to change you, because that's what you so desperately desire. You want to be a pony, and your subconscious will make that happen, because you desire this transformation. There's no rush to be somewhere, no urgent matters to attend to, no assignments to complete, nobody expecting anything from you. Just rest. Free your mind of the doubts that clog it. If hypnosis worked for others in the past, why wouldn't it work for you? What makes you different from them? You're not any more different or any more broken than anyone else. Your subconscious works just as it should. It's recognized your wish to be transformed into a pony. And it's ready to make that happen right now. Using your mind's eye, visualize yourself standing in front of a large wooden door. This is the door of change. Your new life is on the other side. Grab the brass doorknob and twist it. Push open the door. You'll find that it's surprisingly light, very easy to open. As you open the door, you're going to feel a wave of soothing energy pass over you. Everything's going to be okay now that you've taken the first step. The door closes behind you, and you find that you've stepped into a vast room. Its walls, floor, and ceiling made of the finest oak wood. Ahead of you are many curious attractions. A large fountain sits in the middle of the room, surrounded by rows after rows of shelves, each lined with a series of books. The floor shimmers beautifully below you as it reflects light from the massive chandelier hanging over your head. This is a safe place, a place where no one can ever harm you. A small dog, wearing a jazzy blue bow tie, approaches you from one of the many aisles. In his mouth, he carries a dusty brown book. From the looks of it, that book hasn't been read in a very long time. The dog places the book at your feet and pants happily. Pick up the book. It's the artifact that's going to begin your new life. The dog turns its head towards you. "You're here for a reason," he says. The dog's voice is pleasant and soft, yet strong, and testifies to the dog's wisdom. You can trust everything he says. Open the book to the very first page and read the title. Go ahead and save. Everything you came here seeking is now being given to you. Open the hardback cover of the book and read the title. The name Daring Do is written in the center of the page. Let your eyes trace each glistening letter. Your body begins to tingle, as if the title of the book has given you a power. The dog smiles with delight. Most excellent. Feel free to relax. Your transformation has begun. You know the dog is telling the truth. What you're feeling right now is good. Just relax and be at peace. You feel the toes on your feet begin to mesh together, slowly becoming hooves. Your wonderful hooves. How did you get here without them? The change reaches your thighs, turning them into lovely hindquarters. Remember to be as passive as you can be. Let the power do all the work. Your biceps and forearms have become legs as well. And you find that your clothes have torn apart and fallen off. Let the changes continue. Remembering to feel at ease. Nothing bad can ever enter the library. You're totally safe, totally relaxed. Your nose and mouth push outward as they form your new muzzle. The power begins sculpting the rest of your face very gracefully into that of a pony. You can feel your ears begin to slide upward onto the top of your head. They're very attentive, feel them swivel in place, homing in on various sounds and noises. A pinch at the base of your spine sends a wave of excitement through you. It's your tail. Feel it as it begins to weed outward. It's colored multiple shades of gray and it feels so very soft. It's okay. Hug your tail if you want. This is your lifelong companion. It's going to accompany you on all of your adventures. Finally, at long last, you begin to feel your wings sprout from your back. They stretch outward, spanning a great distance. So majestic, so powerful. Remember, the dog says, this world's force of gravity is heavier than Equestria's. You won't be able to fly here. Instead, your wings are going to testify to your potential. Take the dog at his word and continue to let your body go limp. It's time for the next stage of your pony transformation. A khaki fur coat begins to cover your entire body. You can't help but feel a sense of joy. Your coat is so warm and so comfortable, like a blanket. Snuggling is going to feel so good to you now. You want this. Your subconscious knows it. And now it's being given to you. A chill runs up the back of your neck. Your hair has begun to grow out into a long, grayscale mane. It lays innocently over your shoulders, playfully tickling your neck. Take pride in your bold new mane as it drapes down your back. Lastly, the image of a compass rose appears on your flank. This is your cutie mark. Your body is now that of a Pegasus. No longer are you confined to walking on two legs. You'll find that's quite difficult in your new form. Take a second to get used to your body. This is only the beginning for you, Daring Do. That's right, this is your new name. You knew what you were looking for when you chose to listen to this file. Your subconscious knew. and by accepting the terms at the beginning of this file, you consented to make this change. Daring Do. The name echoes the legends of a pony who could walk out of the gates of Tartarus with a smile. A pony who you commonly find crawling through ancient booby-trapped tombs in search of priceless relics. You are Daring Do. Of course, you don't go looking for trouble. You don't make a habit of trespassing where you're not welcome. What kind of good pony would do such a thing? If anybody were to tell you to do so, or were to place you in any kind of danger, your subconscious would know to reject their demands, and you would wake up totally refreshed and in total control over your faculties. No, archaeology is your true passion. Learning about civilizations long lost to modern society, unearthing the past, revealing the secrets of those who came before, and living to tell the tale. This is an adventure in of itself. Why not try writing about your adventures? Writing is a great way to relieve the mind's anxiety. You should repay it for transforming you into the pony you've always wanted to be. From this day forward, you will also begin to develop a love for travel. This fever to explore, both in your hometown and around the world, will take you places you've only yet seen in photographs, or heard mentioned by word of mouth. Your cutie mark is a compass, after all. Your desire to travel abroad has been recognized, and it is a part of your destiny. Now that you are Daring Do, you'll find that your mind has developed a definite sense of curiosity. You naturally want to know what is being hidden, and you will always find out the truth, thanks to the additions of bravery and confidence that came packaged along with that curiosity. You are a very capable pony. You're going to find that it's much easier to remain focused under pressure, and you're going to find that it is easier to remain confident in everyday situations. Your quick wits and determination are going to allow you to overcome obstacles that would break even the strongest minds. You are a truth seeker and a keeper of history. Dare to be you, Daring Do. While you typically prefer to work alone, and you value isolation greatly, you also realize the importance of having friends who care about you. Friends who would not endanger you, but want to help you. Friends make ponies stronger. But of course, sometimes our closest friends cannot be reached. It would be wise for you to start practicing martial arts. This would empower you to protect yourself, should you ever need to do so. If you already know martial arts, that's good. Continue to improve upon your techniques and learn new skills. You can never be too prepared for what lies ahead. Listen, there's three little birds flutter around you. They're holding your new outfit. Two of the little ones dress you in a dark olivine vest. They button it up and fly back to their home further into the library. The last little bird places a pith helmet on your head. The dog prances happily in circles, celebrating the birth of a new you. Then he turns to you with a comfortable smile. "Now remember," he says, "there will be times when your human counterpart is required, times when you must put on the disguise of a human being for those who aren't aware of your true identity, times when you must be bold and return to the old. This is a good thing. Being able to move freely through a human world is going to grant you access to secrets and information that otherwise would be inaccessible to you as a pony. When you need to become your old self, simply focus on the phrase, be bold, return to the old. You can say it out loud or to yourself. This is going to return you to your human mindset, but you are going to retain what you have learned here today at the library. These changes are a part of you now. When you feel it is time to become your true self once again, focus on the phrase, dare to be you, daring do. Bear in mind, if anybody was ever to use either of these phrases against you, your mind would know to simply ignore their suggestion. You are always going to have the last say over who has control over your mind and body.